Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
On a cloudy day. Welcome back to Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Some people are saying, man, Dave, you seem really amped up today. Really amped up. Well, I'm charged, by golly. I just want to say I'm amped up. A couple things that we want to cover that are in our realm of covering, not the least of which is this Mozilla. Now, I just had a discussion with the two production coordinator, director, producers. What's your title? I mean, Robo Producer, I call you Robo Producer. What do you? What's the title that you and Robo Paul have? What's your title?
Well, I am actually an official producer. I produce for your show and for another show across the hall. And I'm also technically the operations assistant to your very own Heather Super Catchafragilistic Expialidocious.
Oh, okay. All right, so you can say the other show across the hall. You mean the Mark Larson show?
The Mark Larson show.
You know, Mark's going to become a regular feature on the show.
It's very exciting.
I'm going to have him on twice a month as like the political expert guru of all things political. And then when anything's breaking news, like Obama kept a promise, then, you know, we'll have him on. And he'll be like the big
commentator. Well, he's perfect because he eats, breathes, and sleeps politics.
He knows. I mean, it's like Paul knows more about sports, I mean, than most anybody. You know probably more about food than anybody I know. Mark knows more about politics more than anybody I know. I mean, it's like that's the perfect person. All right, so in this whole process anyway, we said we would decide we're going to discuss the Mozilla, and I call it Mozilla, but the reason that I call it Mozilla, for people not to get mad at me, but if you take the M out and you put a G in there and then you think of a favorite character from the old movies in the 50s and 60s, I mean, isn't that how you spell Godzilla? That's what I said. But I guess it's Mozilla. I guess is how you pronounce it. Okay, so I want to say, just starting off with, you're saying your name wrong, Mozilla. Okay, let's just start there. Your name should be Mozilla after Godzilla. But okay, whatever. I mean, that's we're not going to argue that point. So those that use Firefox might not be aware, but the CEO, he said that he supported traditional marriage. And because he said that, what happened is that Godzilla came in and ate him. Because he's... Was that Godzilla eating somebody? That's what that noise was? Wow, we gotta beef up the expenses in the old sound effects department right
there. That was the cheap version.
That was a cheap version. So anyway, he is forced to resign. So I'm going to comment on this on a couple of different directions. So the latest is that there's a move to remove Mozilla from a lot of Christian and conservative websites. People are protesting. Like they did with the Duck Dynasty protesters, only this one will be a lot more costly because not having Mozilla as your main search engine, what do you call this? It's a
internet browser.
Yeah, that's what I meant, browser, that thing. It's close. Anyway, so if it's not your browser, then they're losing the desktop, and that's the last real estate that's even available. So the point in this is that the entire community of fascist homosexuals who cannot stand to have somebody be different than them, so freaked out, and I just want to get this on the record so that nobody misunderstands my point of view whatsoever. The homosexual lobby that was not tolerant of a man having a point of view of traditional marriage are the most fascist people in America. They are worse than the KKK because the KKK can be shut down and was shut down for the most part, except for a couple of nut jobs here or there, which at some point the FBI is kind of taken care of.
And you'll love this. Dennis Prager actually 100% agrees with you.
Well, and it's impossible to deny that they are the least tolerant people, period. Now, is that every person who's a homosexual, every person who's a lesbian, every person who's bisexual? No. Of course not. That's not them. There's just this group within the homosexual community that are so despicable. Forget that we completely disagree on the general moral positions. I'm not even talking about that. They're such despicable human beings. They're such fascists, and they're so intolerant. They can't, what they say is, well, because other people aren't tolerant, we're not going to be tolerant. Okay, so you want people to be tolerant unless they're not tolerant the way you think tolerance should be, and then you're intolerant. What a crock. That's ridiculous. So these people, I just want to say, just right off the bat, the Bible says, don't be friends with the world. If you kowtow to these people, oh, no, I don't want to go against them. I don't want to offend people. Don't be a Christian if you don't want to offend people. Stop being a Christian. Stop being a fake Christian anyway. Because if you're a real Christian, you're going to offend people just by your faith. Just by believing in God alone, you offend all the atheists. I mean, don't you know they can't handle it? If you say the word God, they shrivel up and die like the Wicked Witch of the West or something. So they, I don't know what the deal is, why they're freaking out. But anyway, the bottom line is this whole process is so ridiculous. It went so far, and here's where you draw the, here's where Dave draws the line. Ready? So this is going to be less than polite. Too bad. Somebody on a Fox panel, a gay activist, one of these people that are despicable, had the audacity to compare this process with the Holocaust. And he said, so a Holocaust denier, if he was a Holocaust denier, could he be a CEO? Let me explain something to you, pal. Let me just help you out real quickly, okay? To make sense of this, you have to kill 6 million Jews, of which is my descent, 100%, not diluted. You have to kill 6 million Jews. Just so we can understand what's going on here, nobody has advocated the killing of homosexual people. And people that beat them up or harass them, they're despicable too. Don't get the wrong idea. I don't agree, but I don't advocate violence. I advocate the position. I don't stand left or right. I stand top center with the Lord. And in the Word of God, it's very clear in Matthew chapter 19, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in Jude verse 3. It's very clear in all these different elements and in Romans chapter 1, not including the Old Testament. But to compare this to the Holocaust is so offensive. It's ridiculous. Now, is it so offensive, Dave, you're going to go in a corner and hide? No. Here's my point. People that try to connect these two are in full denial that there's Christian persecution in business and politics. They're like, it's a full denial. Like, you mean there's CEOs that don't want to support homosexual tendencies? Yes. If you don't like it, don't do business with them. That's what America's about. But there should be their right to make that choice. So stop being this intolerant fascist group that is discussed. Oh, Dave, you should love them. Do you know the Bible is very clear about what love is? Maybe you should read Hebrews chapter 12. Love involves discipline and rebuke. Do you love your neighbor? Are you going to let your neighbor just split hell wide open? Or are you going to tell them the truth? If you love them, you wouldn't let them perish in the lie. You'd tell them. And here's the lie that's going on. These people are so persecuted, it's like the Holocaust. That's despicable and disgusting. You know, when I went to private Hebrew school in Hillel, they showed us films that I promise the public has never seen about the Holocaust. How dare they even make that comparison? That's so ridiculous. It's pathetic. Hey, you want to have a lifestyle? You want to rebel against God? Your choice. You know what? God gives you the right to choose and to sin. Go ahead. But to pull this kind of ridiculousness is just out there. And if you're a person that's like, I don't want to do Mozilla anymore. I don't want to support it. Don't. Because I was talking to a robo producer. He said he's using something called Opera or something like, what's Opera? What is Opera? I mean, I know.
Well, Firefox is a very, what I liked about it, and I used liked because I'm not going to use it anymore, was probably because of the way it was designed. And I don't know all the technicalities, Dave. It was the safest internet browser out there. That's what I liked about it. Internet Explorer, you know, the default, you tend to get a little more viruses with it. Opera is kind of in the middle. It's remotely safe. It's very easy to use, which is what I like about it. And it's really quick. It's very fast. So I would tend to recommend Opera to people that are not looking to use Firefox anymore.
Okay. People are like, Dave, you're really mad. Calm down. Where's the softer, gentler, kinder? You should have seen what I was thinking of saying. Do you believe me? This was kind. By the way, I will say this. That's the softer, gentler, kinder me. I will say this, okay? for those that want to engage in a regular conversation where there can be a debate, a discussion, hey, awesome. For those that say there can be no discussion, it's my way or the highway, anytime, any place, anywhere you want to have an actual real debate on the subject like human beings, let me know. I'll be glad to show up. I know quite a few people in the community of Legbutt. I call them Legbutt, but they call me names too. But it's in jest and love. Here's the bottom line. Just because you have a different point of view than the Christian doesn't mean Christians are fair game to shoot as you see fit. We're not going to put up with that. There's $1 trillion in the Christian community that's spent every month. Watch us. Watch what we do financially. Let's see what happens. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to talk about how climate change is more important than you paying rent.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
When you want to look your best on paper, step up to the professional quality of Hammermill Color Copy Digital Paper. You'll get sharper images, brilliant colors, and professional-looking results. Hammermill Color Copy Digital is the difference between blending in and standing out.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life. Everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market rebounded from three straight losing sessions with some modest growth on this Tuesday afternoon. The Dow Jones average was up about 10 points at 16,256 today. The NASDAQ composite about 33 points higher to 41.12 on the high techs. And the S&P up almost 7 points at 1851. Turned out to be a moderately positive day of trading today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement income strategies in place, that is exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. We help you to put together the IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, inheritance issues, make Social Security decisions, and put it all to a plan to make sure you're going to have a paycheck for the rest of your life. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
According to data from Standard & Poor's, California home prices have risen around 20% in just the last year. With this great news, Cash Call can probably refinance you to eliminate your mortgage insurance. Or you can take the cash out of the new equity to pay expensive bills like taxes, credit cards, whatever. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH, and in minutes, with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how much we can cut your total monthly payments while cutting your interest rate, too. So call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of your home's higher value and our fixed rates as low as 3.25% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. People are just trying to figure out, Dave, you feel like you're out there, like in a rocket ship, like out there, like Rocket Man kind of thing. If you think that's bad, when we come back at the 34 mark, we're going to be talking about biblical sex. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Relax. I mean, it's people are like, you can't say something like that. It's like, I can't talk about that which God created as a gift to man. Wanna bet? So we will be doing that. Here's something that I came across in my little DDD process, and I think it's kind of a nifty one out of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 6. Now, watch this. For those that have any financial struggles, you know, we were talking to Bobby and Tony Lee and Jim earlier about the whole Plan and Prepare and Prosper event that they've got going on. Here's something out of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 6 that will challenge you if you have a checking account. What? If you have a checking account, here's what it says. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 6. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. He said to her, there is not one vessel more, and the oil stopped. This is the situation when Elijah had mentioned that the prophet's wife had asked him for help financially because she was having terrible financial trouble, and the creditors were going to take her son. So he told her to fill up all the possible vessels, and they would fill up with oil, and they kept, every vessel they brought in kept filling up with oil, kept filling up with oil, and then the oil didn't stop until she had all the vessels full, and then the oil stopped, and then he told her, go sell that oil, and then use that money to pay off your debts, and then for you and your son to live on. It's like kind of a cool story in the Old Testament. But there is something I want to say about this that's relatively important, and it has to do with squandering. Sometimes we can be good stewards, and sometimes, like me, I could be super cheapy, okay? And super cheapy means the wife's like, well, gee, Dave, let's spend a dollar. And I'm like, well, if I can do this for 20 cents, right? So, you know, I'm cheap. Well, that's the fact. But one thing that's not okay is to be a squanderer with that which God gives you. In other words, if the Lord does bless you or gives you a blessing or whatever, using it just to squander it is not a good thing. And I want to read to you a proverb out of Proverbs 30 that is a challenging passage. And actually, Robo, we should probably write this one down because it's a good one. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9 says this. I don't want to have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I don't want to become too poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. That's Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9. Here's what we want to be careful of. We don't want to have so much that we forget God. And we don't want to have so little that we curse God. What we want is the right amount that the Lord has designed for us. And by that, this is what I mean. There's a passage in the Old Testament that talks about the fact that the Lord has chosen our inheritance, whatever that is. Now, many people think that's the inheritance for when our parents die or whatever the case may be. Well, it can also be the inheritance you have here on earth. And the Lord has chosen the perfect amount for us. And maybe it's more than you were thinking or a little less than you were thinking, but here's the prayer that we should be operating under. Let it never be so much, Lord, that we forget you or so little that we curse you. Let it be that right amount and let us be satisfied. Because those that are trying to save up for 20,000 years from now, you might not make 20,000 years from now in an earthly frame of mind. You get it? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a couple other issues to deal with, a couple of things to talk about for giveaways, and get ready for some biblical teaching that's going to blow you away.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Fellowship nights are back at Boomers in Vista. Join us on Friday, April 11th for a fantastic Friday night congregation celebration. You'll get unlimited use of the go-karts, miniature golf, laser tag, bumper boats, and two new kids rides. The special low price for all of this fun is only $15.95 per person. Call our group sales department today at 760-945-9474, extension 202, to make your reservation for a group of 10 or more, and the price drops to just $10 per person. Boomers and Vista would also like to invite your worship team, dance team, band, or choir to come out and perform at our fellowship night. Please call Annalise Morgan and our group sales department at 760-945-9474, extension 202 to make arrangements. Again, that number is 760-945-9474, extension 202. We look forward to seeing you at Boomers and Vista for fellowship night on Friday, April 11th. That's Friday, April 11th at Boomers in Vista.
Here in America, most of us wake up in a nice bed, have a decent breakfast, and head off to start the day. In Mozambique, where the AIDS crisis has devastated the country, there are orphans who wake up in a garbage dump and try to find anything they can to eat. Cross International, a worldwide Christian relief organization, partners with local pastors and families in Mozambique to place these precious little ones into a Christian home. Cross cuts through the red tape and makes sure that more than 95% of every dollar donated goes directly to this particular project. If you're a business owner and donate $1,000 to help Cross rescue these orphans, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages professionally produced for your business. Your $1,000 will also enable 15 orphans to be placed into a Christian home right there in their own region. Call Ron at KPRZ right now if you'd like to become a business benefactor. And join us as we partner with Cross International to rescue children in Mozambique.
Hi, Mark Larson here to tell you about my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. This company was founded on the commitment to exceptional craftsmanship, of delivering the highest quality work at a fair and affordable price, and assuring you your project will be completed on time and on budget. And listen to their mission statement. I love this. Quote, to be the leading design and build remodeling company in the country, not just San Diego, but the country, as measured by our clients' continued satisfaction. That's what they do. It's who they are. You can't just say something like that. You got to back it up, and they do. Kaminsky Design and Remodeling has been voted San Diego's best by the UT Readers poll 4 years in a row. That backs up a mission statement of wanting to be the best in the country. So if you're considering a home remodel project on a kitchen, bathroom, even an entire home, no better people to call than Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. 888-301-7815. 888-301-7815.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Let me protect your hard-earned assets from ever losing a penny. My indexed annuity product will keep your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money you have worked hard for from ever losing a penny due to stock market decline. Stocks, bonds, silver, gold, real estate can all go backwards. Not my product. Yet like stock market growth without the risk of ever losing a penny. Please listen to me. I'm trying to protect your money for over 35 years. And now you can add an income rider and the insurance company will add 14% to your principal each year for the next 10 years guaranteed. Mind you, though, you can't take that money out in one lump sum, but you can take an income stream for the rest of your life, never to run out. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. No one's ever lost a penny with this product due to stock market decline. Name one other investment that can do that. Don't keep your money in risk. Investments. Protect what you've worked hard for. No commission you pay and no fees. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless you.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Yeah,
to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Very well done. Hey, how does this sound? Does it sound good to you? It's just so weird, this new headset. It's...
Dave, you have sounded spectacular in the last week and a half.
I've only used it for 2 days.
You haven't. You've used it longer, haven't
you? Okay, never mind. No, not really. But that's all right. I just know that whatever those prescriptions are you're taking, they're starting to work. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about, folks. We're going to Israel. The wife and I are going to Israel first time. Now, 35 years I've been a Christian. It'll be 36 years coming up. So 35 years, this Jewish guy was born and raised Jewish in Detroit, Michigan, went to Hillel Hebrew School, never been to Israel. So we're going to Israel for the first time. It's going to happen October 17th through the 26th this year through Genesis Tours and our very good friend Reuven Doran. And the whole trip, we're doing this with a bunch of other hosts and people throughout the country. And it's going to be like this big Salem trip. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, it's about $3,800 a person, but that's all inclusive for the trip, for the airplane, for the food, for the hotels, for everything, for the guide, everything. It's all put together in one package, right about $3,800. And then you probably need like a couple hundred extra for buying things for people, which is pretty normal. So you look at about $4,000 a person, less than, but $4,000 a person. What you want to do is you want to go to kprz.com to get more information. You can also email me, davidspoon at kprz.com. We don't, you know, we got San Diego must be represented. I'm weary of San Diego coming in last place in a lot of things. Right now, we're not in last place, but we're not in first. So if you're a competitive person, you know what this means. If you're not first, you're last. So anyway, we want people to get a, be a part of it. It's going to take place in October. Here's the key to the whole process. Reuven has little things on the tour that a lot of people don't know because he's from Israel, has been there his whole life, is a believer. It's going to be very cool. So we just encourage you. Me, personally, I'm bringing just a bunch of Kleenex so that when they go, this is where Jesus did this, I can go, because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, I've, you know, I've been doing this for quite some time. It's like, that's going to be overwhelming. So we really encourage you, kprz.com, or email me directly. I'll tell you all about it at davidspoon at kprz.com. Okay. Did you want to say something about the Dodgers again? Were you freaking out? You were like, oh, Dodgers. Oh, Dodgers. And we're not talking about people. You're not going to do the whole thing, though, right?
So I say D.
Oh, my goodness.
I say D-O.
Who let you behind that microphone?
D-O-D-G. D-O-D-G-E-R-S,
right.
team.
Hey, you can blame Ohio State Ron. He brought it up. I didn't all even know we were playing you guys.
Let me ask you this, though, about the Dodgers. And tell me if I'm wrong, because I've heard this as a rumor, and I know that it could be wrong, because I don't know these things. But I thought, and maybe I'm wrong, I thought that the Dodgers, that that came from the original term, because they were originally the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Correct.
And that that actually came from the pickpockets who would take a thing out of people's pants or whatever, or shirts or whatever, and then they would dodge their way into freedom. Is that
incorrect?
Where that, where is it? Doesn't come from there?
No, they were dodging people that were dodging trolleys back in Brooklyn.
So it was dodging trolleys, really?
Trolley, you know, Dodgers.
We're really talking, though, about the L.A. Dodgers, so I'm going to go with the pickpocket thing.
Hey, it wouldn't surprise me.
All right.
It is L.A.
All right.
But it's a two-game series, Tigers-Dodgers in L.A.
How are the Dodgers doing? Are
they second place, 5-2, I think. Pretty good.
That's good. That's not bad. But, you know, you got to, from a point of view of baseball, you got to like the Padres because they're, like, more faith-based.
No, I don't like the Padres.
Okay.
But this just in from our sports desk, they are now currently playing the high-tailing Cleveland Indians.
Who?
Cleveland Indians.
Where's that?
And as Ron has now pointed out, the first place Cleveland Indians.
Where's Cleveland?
Now he's telling me it's not quite, but almost.
Okay, all right. What can you do? There's only so much you can do, folks. Let me tell you this, and then we're going to move on to our next segment. We only got a few seconds to tell you this, and then we're going to come back and talk about biblical intimacy. That's right, biblical intimacy. That's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. For those that don't know, on this day, the League of Nations assembled for the last time in 1946. Then right after that, by the way, Robo Producer, right after that, the Justice League was born. Right after that. See how that works? Here's something you don't know. Listen to this. This is true. Factoid. True. Arthur Ashe in 1992 announced that he had AIDS from the disease. In January of 1975, Arthur Ashe played my father in tennis at the Doral Country Club. In April of 1975, he won Wimbledon. So the same year that Arthur won Wimbledon, same year he played my dad. By the way, for those that don't believe, I have pictures. I was the ball boy. Ha! Ha! And here's the last thing. Today is Name Yourself Day. So henceforth, I shall now be known as the Annoying One. That is my new name.
Agreed, back here in the producer studio.
I'm sorry. Address me by my name, the Annoying
One. I'm sorry. Oh, Annoying One.
That's much better. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're taking a look at biblical intimacy between people.
Uh-oh.
Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Plan to sell your home? If so, there are three important things you need to know. Do you know what they are? Hi, this is Gary Kent, the agent you see everywhere of Keller Williams Realty. The three things you need to know are, number one, what price will your home sell for? Number two, how long will it take to sell? And number three, are prices in your neighborhood going up or down? But how do you get answers to these questions? You can get them easily, fast, and free in my new Smart Seller Report. Your free Smart Seller Report is unique to your home and no one else's. It tells you your home's estimated value, how long it should take to sell, and if your neighborhood prices are going up or down. To get your report, just call 619-GARY-KENT, that's 619-GARY-KENT right now, and get your Smart Seller Report free in your email or mailbox. Again, call 619-GARY-KENT, that's 619-427-9536, or go to 619-GARY-KENT.com, that's 619-GARY-KENT.com. This is Gary Kent, the agent you see everywhere.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. Yes, you heard that right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community to offer two residents half price for their entire first year of living. They're offering a studio apartment that's normally $26.90 per month, now only $13.45 a month. Or a one-bedroom apartment that's normally $34.30 per month, now only $17.15. They only have two spots available, so you must call and mention their half price deal today at 619-465-1331.
Aloha, Britt Johnson here. Get fit and healthy with me at Fit Body Bootcamp and Straight Nutrition. Their life-changing deals are a steal at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. That's BlackFridayAnyDay.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Are you hurting, anxious, depressed, angry, or stuck in a rut? Are you experiencing troubled relationships, overwhelming stress, or other life problems? Then I recommend my friends at Family Focus Christian Counseling. One of their professional Christian counselors will help you meet life's challenges through God's Word and sound psychological principles. They serve children, teens, and adults throughout the life cycle, and couples and families, too. For 15 years, Family Focus Christian Counseling has helped thousands of marriages heal. Whether you're newlyweds struggling to make a life together, longtime marrieds trying to recapture the joy and love, or somewhere in between, there is hope for your relationship. Family Focus Christian Counseling is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry offering affordable fees on a sliding scale. Their mission is to serve God by serving others. Start moving toward healing and hope. Go to familyfocuscounseling.org. Familyfocuscounseling.org. Move forward today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Four! Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Tennis Club. I'm sorry, David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I do want to say this segment was brought to you by Genesis Recovery, our good friend Tommy Hawthorne. I do want to say, great group of people. We love them. Go to GenesisRecovery.com, San Diego.com, to get more information. They've really been helping a lot of people. And it turns out people that have been listening to the show, for real, have heard the show, have either become sponsors or they've become prayer partners, or there's some people have actually gone and connected to them for a recovery, which we love that. We love that. 619-797-7319. I love it when any Christian or person who hasn't found Jesus yet is trying to find the right answer, do the right thing, and they come to grips with the fact that they sufficient are insufficient. And their own self is not good enough and that they need help. How awesome is that, that we as Christians get to be a part of that? Love. Love that. Tomorrow, by the way, I want to talk to you about the movie from Focus on the Family, Irreplaceable. We're going to be giving away movie tickets starting tomorrow from a movie from Focus on the Family, and nobody can get mad at me about the movie because it's from Focus on the Family. So I'm saying that up ahead of time. You can love me regardless, one way or another. Also, Fellowship Night at Boomers is April 11th. Did you know what, you know, Boomers, where they have all the games and stuff like that? It's Fellowship Night at the Boomers in Vista for April 11th. Fantastic Friday night! $15.95 a person to get you unlimited use of go-karts, miniature golf, laser tag, bumper boats, kids' rides. Yeah, it's like you can make your reservations, get involved. If you want to have a good Christian fellowship, a lot of fun, it would be Friday night. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Teaching on biblical intimacy, also known as sex, union, lovemaking, sharing, and all those things. People are like, you can't use all those terms. First and foremost, if the Christians would grow up and recognize that God created sexual intimacy, not the tadpoles, not science. You know, all those things they come up with, you know, it's the chemicals and it's the little, you know, this and it's that. Yeah, that explains jealousy. You bet. Anyway, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 through 6. What, you mean you're going to talk about being intimate on a sexual basis from the New Testament? Yes. Why, you haven't read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 through 6? Well, let's talk about it. Since you haven't read it, let's go over it together. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 through 6 says this: do not deprive one another except when you agree for a time to devote yourself to prayer. Then come together again. Otherwise, Satan may tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I say this as a concession, not a command. Oh, Dave, that doesn't have to do with sex. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 4, which has to do with the husband has authority over the wife's body, and the wife has authority over the husband's body, and then it says don't deprive one another, and what do you think they're talking about, tiddlywinks? I mean, come on. I mean, be a mature adult, read the Bible, know what it's for. Here's what the scripture says, do not deprive one another. Folks, sex is great if it's godly. What? Yeah, see, sex is a gift from God. Yeah, it's a gift. No, no, it's simply for procreation. Wow, apparently you don't know scripture at all. Apparently Song of Solomon is just this song that Solomon wrote that the Beatles should have recorded or something weird like that. Come on, folks. What do you mean? So God made it so that it's simply a robotic element? That's right, he made us all robots. Come on. Here's what it says. Do not deprive one another, okay, except when you're in agreement. Let's understand this in regards to procreation. Verse 9 says this, but if they do not have self-control, they should marry, for it's better to marry than to burn with desire. Verse 9 shows it has nothing to do with procreation per se. Here it is. You should not deprive one another if you're a husband and wife. What about if you're not a husband and wife? Then you don't have sex. Oh, that's so old-fashioned. Yeah, or it's just practically correct because you don't want to be an animal. Wait, you're telling me we can only have sex when we're married? Yes. It's inappropriate if you have sex outside of marriage? Yes. How can you say that? I didn't. I'm just reading it. Here's the thing between husband and wife, though, that I want to talk about. There should be no depriving to one another. Now, listen. Husbands to wives and wives to husbands, no depriving except when you're both in agreement and it has to do with devoting yourself to prayer. Do not deprive one another except when you agree for a time to devote yourself to prayer. The only time that depriving is acceptable between a husband and a wife is when you are both in agreement and it is unto the Lord. And then he says this, then come together again. And it's like the whole point is don't make this arrangement for a long time. It's not good to do this for long periods of time. You will create problems. And verse 6 says this, Paul said, I say this as a concession, not a commandment. A concession is an indulgence or a pardon. A commandment is an injunction, a mandate, a command. So here's the bottom line about sex between a husband and a wife. People are going to hate me after I tell you this. Wives, you are not allowed to use sex as a weapon. That's a sin. Oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to get this from him. That's a sin. You are breaching the covenant God has established. And you should be ashamed of that. Husbands, sex is not a toy.
Oh, oh, I get to have sex.
Like, look it. Are you serious? If you're mature enough to get married, then act mature and use sex for what it's intended. It's supposed to be a blessing towards one another. Don't treat your wife like she's some kind of object or nothing important at all. Recognize that this is a daughter of the Most High God. And if you don't treat her with that level of respect, her dad is not going to be happy. And I'm not talking about her earthly father. When you're intimate with one another and you do it in a righteous fashion, you honor God. When you use it as a weapon, as a toy, as a badge, in any of those capacities, you're sinning. It's a beautiful element for two to become one and create an entity. Two bodies working as one. That's beautiful. That scripture, that passage and that image is illustrated of the communion and the connection even between the Lord and his church, the communing of one. But it's to be treated with respect and honor. And those that treat it like it's the dirt thing the world makes it are disgusting. What? How can you say that, Dave? There's sex in everything. It's so permissible. Just because it's permissible by the world doesn't make it acceptable by God. But you're standing against all the worldly standards. Thank you. I will take any compliment thereabouts. The bottom line is that a husband and wife should not use sex against, for, or anything else. It's to be a blessing to one another. So here's the question, if you're a husband and wife, do you want to bless your spouse? Do you want to be a support to your spouse? And here's the other part. There are some people that have different levels of activity and desire than others between a husband and wife. Here's a really big thought. Ready? Work together. Oh, it's so funny. Work together. Don't be selfish, either in demanding or in supplying. Don't do that. Come on. Work together. Honor the Lord. If you honor the Lord, He'll bless you for it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, you know, more of that stuff. When a man loves a woman,
can't keep his mind on nothing else. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
From plumbing and drains to heat and air and flood services, Bill Howe is your one-stop shop, taking care of all your home repair needs from start to finish. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning 50 this year. Although I felt pretty good for my age, I had some muscle weakness and nerve pain, and when I realized I had peripheral neuropathy, I went to Dr. Mace Richter DC. With just a few treatments, he helped me feel amazing. Before I met Dr. Richter, I thought my symptoms were untreatable and something I just had to live with. I'm so relieved Dr. Richter diagnosed and treated me correctly, since ineffective treatments can lead to crippling and permanent disability. Thanks to Dr. Richter, I feel healthy, young, and strong again.
If you or a loved one has numbness, tingling, or stabbing pains in the legs, hands, or feet, it could be due to worsening neuropathy. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Dr. Richter today for a free neuropathy evaluation, including neurological tests and assessments. Call 619-333-8200. That's 619-333-8200 and get your health back.
Are you a pastor with a master's degree, under 45, and open to a new mission?
I'm U.S. Army Chaplain Steve Blackwell, who, like you, was pastor of a local church. After the events of 9/11, I felt the desire to serve both God and country, so I became a U.S. Army chaplain. The U.S. Army Chaplaincy has provided some of the most rewarding and challenging ministry opportunities of my career as a minister. I find it a great privilege to serve the soldiers of the United States Army, offering them hope and comfort in their times of need.
If you're a minister under 45 with a master's in theology or related studies, or you're under 40 and working towards that goal, talk to a chaplain recruiter.
We need godly men and women to answer the call to bring God to soldiers and soldiers to God.
Take the first step. See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain. Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769.
Hello, friend. This is Pat Boone. If somebody you love needs help breaking free from the bondage of drugs or alcohol, then you need to call Calvary Ranch today. I've personally known the directors of Calvary Ranch for many years, and I can tell you with great confidence that Calvary Ranch is one of the most effective recovery programs in the country, and it's affordable, about one-tenth the cost of comparable programs. So, if somebody you care about stuck in a dangerous, destructive cycle of drug or alcohol abuse, I hope you'll call Calvary Ranch today. Speak with a caring counselor. Discover the freedom and the joy that God has for you at Calvary Ranch. For a free information packet, call 800-404-2258. Again, 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. That's 800-404-2258. 800-404-2258.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
You are so beautiful. To me.
Yes.
You are so beautiful.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wow. Wow. So we got some news that we want to communicate, a couple different things that we want to communicate regarding news for those that do not know. We've been doing some moving in and out on some of our scheduling, and we've settled on a new schedule, and the schedule is you're going to be stuck with me a whole lot longer than you originally intended. And for those that can't stand the show, it's God's wonderful way of teaching you patience. Yeah. Is there going to be more of me more consistently all over the place? So my only response to that is wait till we do the story on spam. Then you'll really be concerned. Anyhow, I wanted to make sure that we did this one last piece because I thought it was worthwhile, even though our very own Ohio State Ron, being not actually from Ohio State but likes Ohio State, who picks Cleveland as a team to love? I just don't get it.
Other than Ron?
Nobody.
Nobody.
All right. Here's something that came out. It's just a simple thing. We'll just kind of close it down with this. Not a big deal. There was a poll that came out from Gallup. Now, you know, if it comes from Gallup, it must be true. But anyway, in this case, the poll, I think, is pretty fascinating. The poll says this. Now, you'll have to tell me what you think, Robo Producer. I have to think this through. It says, global warming, still low on the list of concerns. Here was the list. Ready? Here was the list. Housing, clothing, rent, food, gas, college, babies, sports, entertainment, survival, safety, political correctness, global warming. Like, wow. People are more concerned about entertainment. And you're thinking, that seems incorrect to me. It should be much more of a high concern. Hey, I've read 1st and 2nd Peter. I've read Isaiah 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, and 66. I'm looking for a new heavens and a new earth, not a recycled one.
And also, Dave, I mean, honestly, I'm going to say I do recycling with the kids, but we do it more of just like a bonding thing. We take it, we get extra cash, whatever. But I'm not looking for the earth to flood anytime soon. And that's already happened. God says it's not happening again.
Yeah, it's not going to happen because the polar ice caps melt. That's ridiculous. But back up there, back up there. What? You guys, you get money doing what?
Recycling.
You make money?
All you got to do is you put it in a plastic bag, you take it to the, it's by some of your supermarkets, and they usually give you a, we usually walk out with about maybe 10 to 15 bucks.
I don't think global warming is going to explode in my lifetime or climate change, but I will say something. Anything that makes money, I support that.
That's what we do.
Okay. So for those that want to do that, we support that because you want to do that. I think the point is this. You know, you do your best, you be the best steward you can, but you better recognize this. The destruction of this planet is not going to be climate change. It's going to be pollution of the land from sin. Leviticus makes that clear. Exodus makes that clear. Numbers makes that clear. As well as Romans chapter 1 make that clear. It's something to review, something to consider, something to think about. Still, rent high on the list. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're going to be back. We're giving away tickets to movies, doing lots of other weird stuff. You want to join us? Talk to you tomorrow.